Hello and thanks for tuning in to In the News here at GlobalTalkRadio.com. Today we're focusing on mobility and how using this technology can empower employees and increase profitability and efficiencies. So we've invited back James Foxall. He's president of TigerPaw Software and a business and technology expert to help us better understand the advantages of mobility. Now, James has been involved in commercial software development for more than 20 years and has written 14 books on technology, which have been published in over a dozen languages around the world. James, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Such a hot topic these days. Now, for people who may not be familiar, could you take a moment or two and tell us some of the key advantages to having a mobile workforce?
You know, absolutely, and that's a great question. You know, and there's a difference between just having a mobile workforce and having an optimized and tied-in mobile workforce, right? But the idea of having people out in the field, there's a lot of value in the response time to customers, particularly from a field service perspective. You know, if you've got a customer that's got a critical issue and you happen to have somebody out in that area already, your response times are dramatically improved. There's some interesting studies on worker efficiency and effectiveness. You know, when employees are in their own comfort zone and outside of the office, there's a sense of empowerment that comes along with that as well. So you tend to get people that are motivated, working harder, a little bit more refreshed because they're not sitting at a desk all day. And, of course, you know, if it's all automated, you've got a lot less paperwork to deal with at the office. And most of that stuff can be tracked, you know, remotely through various devices, so they can be just as efficient as though they were sitting in, taking up space in your own office building.
No, some great points there. So it's all about increasing efficiency and effectiveness. And then, as you said, it has the added benefits of, I mean, the employees aren't tied to a desk. They can move around. All sorts of flexibility there. Now, specifically, how can mobility impact customer service?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. Obviously, we've spent a lot of time focused on that, building our new mobile platform over the last year or so. You know, the number one complaint that people have when dealing with a service company is when things aren't fixed properly the first time. Mm-hmm. The number two complaint is just the technician showing up when they said they would be there. You know, the old joke of, you know, my cable provider is going to be here sometime between 2 o'clock and Friday. You know? Having a mobile workforce out there and having the automation and the tools so that you're doing accurate dispatching, you're doing route planning, you know, map integration, you know, even just from the basic standpoint of getting somebody where they need to be on time has a dramatic improvement into the customer service experience. And then if they've got the tools to actually solve the problem while they're there, you know, being able to look up past service history right there at that site and go, oh, you know what, I've seen this device has had that problem before. You know, let's approach it from this angle this time. And being able to actually complete the ticket, sign off on the work, which is fantastic. You know, it's great for you, obviously, because you can get that bill out and oftentimes before the technician even leaves. But from a customer service standpoint, it's great for your customer as well because it reduces that, you know, month later, he said, she said, well, that's not what the technician did or that's not what I authorized. You know, if the technician's able to capture that signature on that device before walking out the door, it alleviates that potential drama that can come with some misunderstandings. So absolutely, you know, having your field technicians out there mobile and interacting with the customers can dramatically improve customer service.
And I could see that actually improving, giving positive attitudes both to the technician in the field as well as the customer, right? I mean, everyone's happy.
Well, everybody's happy, you know, from the business owner on down. You know, one of the challenges with field, especially with field technicians, is getting them to enter their time accurately. You know, if you're not using an automated solution, for example, they're out all day, they're solving problems. Oftentimes, if you're lucky, you're getting them to come back and enter their time at the end of the day. Sometimes they're entering at the end of the week. And I will tell you, the studies all point to, and our experience points to, you're losing billable hours. And if you're losing billable hours, the technician's probably not getting all of their bonuses and all their payments, and they've got that headache of remembering, oh, gosh, where was I on Tuesday from 1 to 2, you know? So being able to capture that stuff in real time, the technician has a lot easier job of capturing it. He's getting paid more. The owner's getting paid more. The customer's getting happier and better service. Yeah, everybody wins, absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly, win-win. Now let's talk a little bit about people on their phones. I mean, they're emotionally attached to their phones, right? Does this impact mobile planning and strategy?
Oh, I think it does tremendously. You know, there's a lot of discussion on the whole BYOD, right, bring your own device usage.
Uh-huh.
And I think some studies have shown like 74% of companies allow some sort of bring your own device. And that certainly is a challenge for large organizations from a security standpoint. But the reality is people are attached to those devices and they have them at their hip all the time. As a business owner, if you want to put some sort of mobility solution in mind, you've got to be mindful of that. And if you approach it right, it's a good thing, right? Who wants to buy devices for all their employees and have to keep those maintained and upgrade them if the employees already have devices? But I think it's shifting the way development is done. You know, it used to be, and it still is for a lot of companies, where you're developing an Apple application, right, for the iOS. You're developing an Android application. You know, if the BlackBerry 10 is successful, you'll see people having to develop native BlackBerry apps. And each one of those is a different type of development platform using a different set of technology. And it can be a challenge to have, you know, one developer be able to do that, or how many developers do you have, all to be maintaining different versions of the same set of functionality. So you're seeing things come out like HTML5. And what we did is we based the primary technology of our mobile app on HTML5, which is essentially advanced browser technology, so it runs on every device. You know, if you're going to exploit the idea that everybody's got their own device and they're using whatever they're accustomed to and they're paying for, then you've got to support all of those devices. So in our case, we put some wrappers together for Apple and Android that allow us to get to some of the native resources, like taking pictures. So a technician can take a picture of, say, a server room, you know, and a jumble of wiring or some damage done to some equipment, and attach it to a ticket or capture signature capture, you know, those things. But the primary application runs as an HTML5 app on a hosted server, which will run on any platform as long as it's got browser support. So, you know, being mindful of the fact that everybody's got their phones, write to it, embrace it, control the security, and you're far better off than trying to maintain a bunch of separate code bases or force specific devices down people's throats.
And James, one thing that comes to mind on mobile devices, people do lose them from time to time. What about security?
Security is absolutely critical. And if you're putting anything in place, you know, it's something to be thinking about all the time. You know, I was reading a story just the other day about people, you know, in New York actually having their iPhone snatched from their hands. You know, that's how bold people have gotten to steal these devices, which is amazing.
Wow.
You know, it's like in our service application, we've got something called a password keeper. And so when a technician is on site, he has access to all of the username and passwords for all of the devices that are managed by his company for his client. You know, that could be hundreds of passwords. And we put very specific security in so that every time he goes to access that, he's got to verify his own identity with his own username and password. So if that device was stolen, it's a simple matter, once it's reported, obviously, of turning off their login and they're done. But even if they were able to get into it for some reason, they're not going to get into critical information. And that's another advantage of using something that is web-based, is you have a centralized ability to shut that thing off.
And let's talk about the, have you ever heard the saying, it's what you do, not where you work now with mobility? Can you talk a little bit about how that's impacted your business?
You know, that's a struggle. You know, I was a guy that worked for, I did a work from home thing for about a year and a half, and it was an absolute nightmare. You know, other than the fact that I got hooked on and really enjoyed watching Columbo episodes, you know, the being alone, it felt very disconnected, right? Not having that interaction. But the technology has changed that so much. With Skype, you know, and webcams and the phone devices and all of that, it's become much more feasible to be out of the office but still be connected. And there's a lot of productivity studies, like we talked about, of you know, people that in certain roles, right, and in certain environments, it makes sense for them to be disconnected, whether they're out all day long as a mobile technician, or they're working from a home office, or they're traveling. You know, it's certainly not a panacea, and it's not for everybody, but I think using the proper technology really allows you to take advantage of that. It's what you do, not where you work mentality, and just make sure that everybody, based on their role, is where they need to be and doing what they need to do, giving them, you know, the tools to be accountable, but also those same tools can allow them to have some autonomy. So, you know, I think you're seeing more and more of that shift, and certainly the younger generation is wanting more of that. You know, do I really need to be in here 40 hours a week if I'm getting my projects done? And it's a challenge for managers then to not manage to the clock, but manage to the, you know, the tasks and objectives. But you're seeing a shift to that, and I absolutely believe the mobile technology is a factor in that.
James, as always, I thank you very much for keeping us on top of the latest in the industry trends. Can you tell listeners how to find you and learn more about TigerPaw Software?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest way is come out to our website at www.tigerpawsoftware.com. You can certainly give us a call at 800-704-9009. You can even send me an email if you want to at James F. at tigerpawsoftware.com. That's F as in Foxtrot. Of course, I'll get you to whoever is the appropriate person to help you out here. But we love this stuff. Kevin, I'm grateful for you giving me a chance to talk about it today. And if any of the listeners are interested in learning more about what we do and how we can help them from a mobile service perspective, we'd welcome the opportunity to talk to them.
You got it. We'll put a link up there so listeners can find you easily. Again, it's James Foxall, president of Tigerpaw Software, tigerpawsoftware.com. James, thanks very much for coming back to be part of our program again.
Thanks, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.